This episode is a pep talk on loving yourself. It's not about the mistakes, it's about how you rebound from it. Do your best, and if you don't get it right, do better the next day. Today's gonna be a pep talk. Welcome to the Mom Guilt Podcast. I'm your host, Vanna, a dermatology nurse practitioner turned wellness enthusiast. We're not here to get rid of mom guilt. Instead, we will give you the tools and systems to get you through whatever season you're in, because when you have the right systems, you're able to experience freedom in motherhood and prioritize yourself. Mom Guilt exists to introduce you to the life-changing habits that can create a life you never thought possible. If you're listening to this, you are not here by mistake, and I can't wait for you to dive into all things wellness and prioritization. Welcome back to the Mom Guilt Podcast, another solo episode, and today's going to be a pep talk. I was literally in the bathtub thinking about something that had happened over the weekend, and I was like, this would be an amazing episode that's basically loving yourself and meeting yourself where you're at. You know, we're just growing as people and into our wellness journey. Our clear skin is a lifestyle era within this community. We're our best selves. We feel our best, look our best, attract the best outcomes, people, money, etc. Believing it, manifesting it. And if you do that, it is yours, my friend. I can promise you that with that mindset, God, and a whole lot of love for myself, dreams come true when you're aligned and you are ready for it. And I didn't realize that I wasn't ready for it until I've come to this place and thinking about the mindset that I used to have and the person that I was. If I were afforded all of the things that I have going on right now, I would not have been able to handle it. And now I'm so thankful, and I look at my life and say, thank you, Lord, for not giving that to me when I actually did want it, because it wouldn't have been the right time. Something that is still even hard for me to conceptualize is loving myself. And a few years ago even seemed really silly to even say out loud. So again, this episode is a pep talk on loving yourself and meeting yourself exactly where you're at. So like I said, I was in the bathtub because, well, I do that every night, but last week our family was in town, and we get a little off of our routines when we have people in town, which we expect, and to prevent stress, we just set the expectation to go with the flow. Like, we normally eat in every single night and cook every night, because we all know that when we eat out, even if we think it's healthy, it's crap and it's got seed oils. So we really try to only eat out one night a week. The boys love to eat out, and I really go by the 80-20, 90-10 rule of, like, you got to let yourself live a little bit. So we were sitting in the living room, and my father-in-law was like, so let me get this right. You've changed all of this stuff, but we've gone out to eat the last two nights in a row, and you're eating whatever you want. So we went to Chewy's one night. What did I get? Oh, I think I got a burrito. And then we went to like a bar-ish type place, and I did get a baked potato with like pulled pork on top, which would have been totally fine, but I got tater tots as my side. And so I could see where he's like, well, that's not healthy. And I was so surprised by my response, because I was like, yeah. And then I realized that, like, oh, he's asking a question, wants an explanation. So I did explain that, like, when you eat out, even when you think you're ordering healthy, like grilled chicken, it's usually cooked in seed oils or like who knows if it's organic, how it's been handled, like what the sourcing is from. So when I eat out, I just don't worry about it. I really just eat whatever. And it most even healthy people are gonna have a fry every now and then or, you know, whatever. So I think it's all about balance, and I'm not untruthful about that. But I was happy with myself that I was like, yeah, I sure do let myself get whatever I want. And I just want to encourage you into loving yourself, meeting yourself where you're at, whereas in the past, when I wasn't at a place where I loved myself, I would have gotten defensive and like felt like I needed to defend myself. Whereas then I was like, yeah, and it's okay. So my advice on how to get started and meeting yourself where you're at, because maybe you're at like a zero, like you want to change everything about your lifestyle. You're not even happy with one thing. At least you have the want. And that's all that matters. So what I would encourage you to do is give yourself 1 to 3 things to do a week that would work towards your self-care. Remember, I have that free routines download through Notion, a Notion template, and I've done an episode on like my non-negotiables, and I'll mention that a little bit later down, but download the routines template, fill it out, implement like 1 to 3 things a week. And in a few months, I guarantee you will not recognize yourself, because it's working on yourself. It's what are your non-negotiables and what are you doing within your life to love yourself? And you miss a day or you go out to eat and you don't eat healthy, like, so what? It's not about the mistakes. It's about how you rebound from it. It's the rebound rate. Do your best. And if you don't get it right, do better the next day. Loving yourself. And I didn't even know what that meant, probably because I didn't sit there and meditate on it and really think about it. Because it seemed like such a silly thing, I didn't know what it meant until the last few years. And I was talking about this with someone recently, and it's like in your 20s, you have no idea who you are. You think you do. Like in your 20s, you think you have it all figured out. At least I did. And if you're in your 20s listening to this, baby girl, find yourself now, so that you don't have to do it later, or it comes to you later and you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known. Because I think that's how a lot of us feel in some areas of life. It's like research shows your brain is not even fully developed until I think it's like 27. Don't quote me on that, but it's like 26, 27, something like that. And it is also proven that we biologically change every 7 years. As people, we change approximately every 7, or some people say like a decade to approximate. And if you think about it, I'm 33, so like I'm not halfway through my 30s, but 20s to 30s, it's like drastically different. And now that I am 33, I can attest to it. So how do we love ourselves? First and foremost, you have to become conscious. What do you like? Not what you grew up around, not what your family, your friends molded you into in your early years, what social media trends tell you, what your significant other impresses upon you, what will make them happy. If there was no one else to take into consideration, what do you really like or really want? And I don't think I even asked myself that until, again, the last 2 years of my life. Because we often do that, right? we are like, how will that affect my parents? How will that affect my kids, my husband? What will so-and-so think about this? And it's good to be aware and considerate, but not to the detriment of losing yourself. I mean, don't be a jerk, but also don't do things just for everyone else or what they expect you to be. How to become more conscious, how I became more conscious, and like the suggestion I have for you. And maybe you need to sit on it and think about it or ask God which would be the best for you, because they all are so different and can help in so many different ways. And I will do that. If I don't know or know the answer to something, I just have faith and I'll say a prayer and say, Lord, lead me to the right answer to this. Lead me in the way that is aligned to your will, and make it evident on which one would serve me the best at this time. And he is very faithful to do that for me, and I have no doubt he would be faithful to do that for you. How I started is meditation, because it's really rewiring your brain to become more conscious. And I've said it, I did it through Joe Dispenza. I read a couple of his books and took his course, You Are the Placebo. No, that was the book. The Formula is the course. You Are the Placebo, Becoming Supernatural are the books, and The Formula is the course. And it really did teach me how to become more conscious, but I don't have a lot of time every single day. So I just did an episode 43 on activations. So they're like meditations, but they're not. They're for every single part of your day. There's like a walking one, a getting ready one, and it's really programming your subconscious mind to be more conscious. Also, journaling, and that's something that's very, very new. I use the journaling prompts through activations, but I also do journaling through devotion right now. And it's so important, because you really do need to sit with your thoughts. I know a lot of people don't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. The thought of answering questions and doing like a devotional that was basically sitting down and really thinking through certain questions seemed really daunting to me, but it's just necessary. So asking yourself questions, answering them for yourself, nobody else sees this. And you may need help with that from an unbiased or like a third party, and that's therapy or counseling, which I have also gone through, and it helped me tremendously. And by third party, I don't mean your family or friends or spouse. Yes, they are there to guide you, but I recently have heard something and different opinions on this, and I couldn't agree more that your friends, your family, your spouse, they are there to help you and guide you. But number one, you need an outside unbiased perspective. Number two, and you can probably feel this for yourself when you are there for your friends and family sometimes, especially over and over for the same things, not everyone needs to hold space for other people's problems. Not that we don't want to, and not that we aren't there for them, but to sit there and talk about the same thing over and over, or every time you're around that person that you have such a great relationship with, you both are never going to feel filled up when you leave those times or situations when you're always just talking about each other's problems. Of course, we're going to do that, but a lot of the times it doesn't need to be that all the time, if that makes sense. And then lastly, there's a two-part to this self-love. It's becoming conscious, but also incorporating self-care. And I did a two-part episode on this, episode 40 and 41. It's your five non-negotiables and your routines, because it's really developing self-care for yourself and loving yourself in that way. Also, something that I think is very important for self-care is boundaries. And I did an episode on this too, but episode 28 is basically on how to set boundaries for yourself personally and within work. And I think work is probably the most important. If you don't go to somewhere to work every single day, if you stay at home and work from home, or your career is taking care of your family, that's great. But I still think you can set boundaries within those situations as well. But I think there is a lot more stress because there are certain factors that you can't control, like the people you're around, the environment that you're in when you leave your home and you go into those workplaces. So definitely give that episode a listen to set boundaries for yourself. And you won't know what boundaries to set until you understand yourself and the way that situations or people's actions even make you feel. But it's an important component to self-care and self-love for sure. Okay, I did it in 15 minutes. Pep talk has adjourned, but I just want to leave you with encouragement to get to know yourself, to love yourself with no pressure to that, because to me that sounded daunting a while ago. And this may seem absolutely foreign to you, but this has been a process for me within the last 2 years and continues to be a process. But I wish I would have known or even had someone to explain, even just expose this to me in my 20s or earlier in life. So I hope just to be this little seed that's planted for you, or if you're on your self-worth journey already, be your encouragement, which reinforces the mantra of this podcast is take what you need. And if you don't need it right now, you don't have the space, then just leave it. And that's okay. I love you, and I will see you on the next one. Before you go, to grow our Mom Guilt community, rate and review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Find and follow us on Instagram at Mom Guilt Podcast and on TikTok at VannaPadilla_NP. You can also watch each episode in video form at my YouTube channel, Vanna Padilla. Last but not least, always remember, take what you need and it's okay to want more. See you next time, Mama.